KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, inviting you to experience the science of story. 6 days of programming celebrating how and why we tell the stories that move us from July 23rd through the 28th at UC San Diego. Events include Clarion Writers Masterclass, A Tale of Two Sulus, an evening with George Takei and John Cho, Star Trek in concert with the San Diego Symphony, and more. For information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm Emmeline Mohebi, in for Debbie Cruz. It's Friday, May 10th. A new report says the county has a shortage of more than 134,000 homes for low-income renters. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. The California Public Utilities Commission yesterday approved a new monthly flat fee in exchange for reduced electricity prices. Under the new fixed charges policy, low-income households who already qualify for discounted electric rates will pay a flat rate of up to $12 per month, and everyone else will pay $24 per month. The fee is in addition to the electricity usage cost, which utilities will be required to reduce by anywhere from 8% to 18%. The new concept was introduced to help make up for lost utility revenue. SDG&E customers will start to see the fee on their bills starting late next year. The Oceanside Pier is reopening to the public today, a little more than 2 weeks after a fire closed it down. Firefighters managed to stop the fire from spreading, and the majority of the pier was saved. Oceanside Mayor Esther Sanchez says engineers have determined the pier is safe enough for a partial reopening.
You're going to be able to walk on 75% of the pier, and we're very, very excited about it. It's very safe where they've put a gate. It's beyond the bait shop and the bathrooms and the lifeguard station.
A full investigation of the fire will take a couple more weeks. Foul play has been ruled out, and Sanchez says the city expects insurance will cover the majority of the rebuilding. It's going to be a sunshiny weekend ahead. Today's weather will feel slightly warmer than what we've been experiencing all week, and tomorrow and Sunday's weather will heat up a couple degrees more. Today's temperatures in the inland areas will be in the mid-70s. By the coast and in the mountains, it will be in the mid-60s, and in the deserts, it'll be the hottest with temps in the mid-90s. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego Extended Studies, inspiring ordinary people to dare, dream, and do. Online videos of dreamers sharing their real-life stories, along with courses, certificate programs, and more can be explored at extendedstudies.ucsd.edu.
There are more than 134,000 low-income renter households in San Diego County who do not have access to an affordable home. That's according to a new report from the California Housing Partnership. Reporter Melissa May explains why these findings are important as both local and state budgets are being determined.
The California Housing Partnership's annual Affordable Housing Needs Report says renters need to earn nearly three times the city of San Diego's minimum wage, or $47.67 an hour, to afford the average rent. San Diego Housing Federation President and CEO Stephen Russell says Mayor Todd Gloria's proposed budget cuts to the city's housing commission could make the problem worse.
It could mean that services would be denied to folks who are currently relying on like rental subsidies. So I would say you'd see a direct increase in homelessness as a result of some of these cuts. And you would see a lowering of production almost immediately. We would, new projects would not move forward.
The San Diego City Council could see a revised budget as soon as next week. Melissa May, KPBS News.
An estimated 8,500 DACA recipients live in the county. Starting November 1st, they can apply for health coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco tells us that some advocates question how many will actually enroll.
Nettie Velasquez was brought to the United States from Mexico by her parents when she was 7 years old. A childhood spleen surgery weakened her immune system. That fueled her fear of being uninsured most of her life, especially during the pandemic.
It was a really scary time because I didn't have access to healthcare, and I thought if I get COVID, I can't pay for emergency visits to the ER. Like, I can't.
Velasquez is a DACA recipient. She says a new rule announced by the White House on Friday, expanding the Affordable Care Act to include DACA recipients, is long overdue.
I know that a lot of people are going to feel so much relief.
A recent survey by the National Immigration Law Center says 27% report being uninsured. Although an estimated 100,000 uninsured DACA recipients are expected to enroll, Velasquez is among advocates who think they may hesitate to apply out of fear.
We're worried that that would impact the potential for us to be able to apply for citizenship when that time comes. It's like you try not to get any sort of help because that might reflect negatively on your application.
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
Starting July 1st, the San Diego County Office of Education will be led by its first woman superintendent. Education reporter MG Perez tells us who she is and more about the historic hiring.
Dr. Gloria Cereza started as a substitute teacher in National City, later became a credentialed teacher, and advanced to vice principal in the Poway District. Since March 2021, she has served as the county's assistant superintendent of student services and programs, supporting services from special education to juvenile court and health and wellness. This week, the County Board of Education unanimously approved her promotion to superintendent. Cereza will focus on growing the community school model, using state money to bring more outside companies and nonprofits on campus.
There is a school building in every single neighborhood. How can we sort of rally around those school buildings to make sure that the students and families there have access to all of the resources?
She has a three-year contract with a base salary of just over $370,000 a year as superintendent. MG Perez, KPBS News.
Sunday is Mother's Day, so it's a sure thing a lot of moms will be receiving flowers. But you don't really need a special occasion to give flowers. Sometimes they're just what someone needs to brighten their day. Reporter John Carroll introduces us to a group of women in Point Loma that bring a lot of brightness into a lot of lives every week with flowers. They call themselves the Petal Pushers.
Cut flowers, nature's palette of colors, a graceful, lovely way to bring the beauty of the outdoors inside.
We make them for the schools, for the teachers. We make them for senior citizens' homes, and we make them for Meals on Wheels.
That's Kay Phillips. The we she's talking about are a group that calls itself the Petal Pushers. Phillips calls herself the group's coordinator.
I think we have about 15 to 7 peddlers, as I call them. And we meet each Tuesday of the week.
Want to put that other box right behind that one?
Before the bouquet building can begin, a couple of the peddlers gather the building blocks, the flowers. That happens in a loading dock behind the Trader Joe's store at Liberty Station.
Yeah, they come every Tuesday, and we have those items ready for them to pick up in the morning.
Jeff Buechler is the general manager of the store. In Trader Joe's speak, he's called the captain. His team sorts out the flowers that are past their sell-by date, but that still have plenty of life left in them.
And, we try to keep them so that they're not damaged. We keep them outside and keep them fresh. And they pick them up, and then I guess they take them and do their thing and make bouquets for a bunch of other people.
That process happens a short drive from Liberty Station. Inside the parish hall of All Souls Episcopal Church in Point Loma.
And you can use your own creativity because we don't have any rules, so you can use your own creativity, and people sometimes come in a little hesitant. They think, I don't know how to arrange flowers. And I said, you don't need to know how to arrange flowers, You'll pick it up.
These are beautiful iris.
The flowers are spread out across tables in the parish hall, the peddlers looking over the palette, selecting just the right combination of blooms to be rebirthed into a new bouquet, a floral refreshening.
I have a couple of people here today that were really hesitant, and they're just they're pros, you know.
They blossomed.
They did. Very good, John. They blossomed. They were planted and they blossomed.
The floral fashioning takes a couple of hours. Then all this work moves into the final phase, the payoff for the peddlers.
I can actually smell them. Sometimes I can't smell things.
On this day, it's the Gary and Mary West Senior Wellness Center in downtown San Diego. Their motto is serving seniors, and on this day, you could add melting hearts.
You ladies are so deserving.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
I hope this brings you a little bit of joy today.
I needed it today.
Good. Thank
you. All the smiling faces, the unbounded joy here. Turns out that's a two-way street. Once again, Kay Phillips.
I'd just like people to know that we're very grateful to have this opportunity to serve the community. Extremely grateful, and I think all of us get probably more than we give.
From donated flowers to the volunteer spirit of people that care about their community, to the spreading of hand-delivered happiness, the weekly circle of joy, complete. John Carroll, KPBS News.
Mexican Mother's Day is today, and Mother's Day in the U.S. is on Sunday. We've put together some well wishes from the KPBS newsroom to share with you in celebration of all the moms and caregivers out there. Here's KPBS Penner Fellow Lainey Alfaro.
My favorite thing about my mom is her thoughtfulness and intentionality, and her great love for my family and ice cream. Two things we have in common.
Hi, my name is Alyssa Overheim, and I am a newsroom student assistant here at KPBS. In honor of Mother's Day, I want to thank my mom for everything she has done and given up for me and my family. Not only is my mom the most selfless, compassionate, and generous person I know, but she is also my best friend, my biggest cheerleader, and the role model of my life.
Hi, my name is Alina Jaws, and I'm a student assistant at KPBS. My favorite thing about my mom is her commitment to her kids and how hardworking she is. She never fails to inspire me every day, and she always lights up any room she walks into.
I'm KPBS reporter anchor John Carroll. I'm the oldest of three boys, so you know right there my mom has been through a lot. A couple of years ago, we lost my beloved father. He was her first and only love. They'd been together for 64 years. Even with that loss, she has continued to be the rock of our family. She has always been there for all of us, and we know she always will be. That's something this son never takes for granted. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. We love you.
I'm MG Perez, KPBS education reporter, and I want to honor my mom, Emma Cañas Perez. And even though Mom is 1,300 miles away back home in Houston, she is always in my heart, and we are always on the phone talking and laughing. What I appreciate most about her is that she gave me her compassion and also her creativity. I'm very creative, thanks to Mom, but she is the queen. So when you honor me, you honor her. Happy Mother's Day. Mom, I love you.
Hearing those messages makes me want to also wish my mom a happy Mother's Day and to thank her for being the rock of our family and our comfort zone. She is resilient, kind-hearted, and always puts us first. I'm grateful for everything she has taught me and look forward to a very special year ahead. I'm getting married next spring and I can't wait to do all the wedding things with her. Now let's hear from some of the mothers in our newsroom about what being a mother means to them.
I'm Julia Dixon Evans. I'm the KPBS Arts Calendar editor and producer. And my favorite thing about being a mother is also the hardest thing to be mindful of. And that's all the work that I'm doing to raise my kids well. The payoff is that they take off into the world on their own and spread their wings. You know, as my kids are getting older, they're both teenagers now, I genuinely love spending time with them as peers. And soon they'll be moving on. It's this fulfilling and heartbreaking thing both at the same time.
My name's Natalie, and I feel like I didn't truly appreciate or understand everything that my mom went through for me growing up until I had kids myself. So this Mother's Day, I am thinking about her and extremely appreciative of everything that she's taught me. How to be a good partner, a good parent, and a friend. And I love watching my kids grow up, and she gets to be in their life every day as well. And it really just warms my heart to see that special bond that I have between my mom and that she now has with my kids.
My name is Tanya Thorne, and I cover North County for KPBS. And what I love about Mother's Day is that we get to celebrate twice, kind of. We have Mexican Mothers on May 10th, which is super special. And then we have Mother's Day in America, which is usually, I believe, the second Sunday in May. But for us, in the Hispanic Latino culture, we celebrate May 10th. It is just one of those really, really special days. And I feel very, very lucky that I still get to celebrate my mom. She actually takes care of my kids and is my primary childcare provider. And I love her for that. I love to see the bond that my kids have with her and the love they have for her. And it means so much to me to be able to have that and experience it.
I love that, Tanya. Well, lastly, our very own San Diego News Now podcast host, Debbie Cruz, has a message too. Debbie has been feeling under the weather the past few days, but sick or not, she still wants to show her gratitude for her mom.
I've always done my best to make mom's Mother's Day as special as possible, but she now has late stage dementia. She needs constant care and remembers very little. So celebrating her these days is more about special moments, not special days. She lives in Southeast Arizona, and when I was there a couple weeks ago, I try to make every moment count. I showed her family pictures, pictures of her when she was young. She seemed to recognize some. I also reassured her that after decades of taking care of everybody, all of us, it was our turn to take care of her. I asked her, "It's only fair, right?" She nodded and cried, and then I cried. She seemed relieved when I told her that. I gave her a manicure and painted her nails with a more obvious color than usual, so when she would look at her hands, hopefully the color would grab her attention, and maybe on some level, it would remind her of our time together. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you.
Your message made me tear up, Debbie. I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day, as well as all the mothers and caregivers out there. That's it for the podcast today. I produced this podcast with the help of my editors, Brooke Ruth and Nick McVicker. We'd also like to thank KPBS editor Joe Guerin for helping the podcast team this week. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again on Monday to start the new week together with the day's top stories. I'm Emmeline Mohebi. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great weekend and happy Mother's Day again to all.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, inviting you to experience the science of story. 6 days of programming celebrating how and why we tell the stories that move us from July 23rd through the 28th at UC San Diego. Events include Clarion Writers Masterclass, A Tale of Two Sulus, An Evening with George Takei and John Cho, Star Trek in Concert with the San Diego Symphony, and more. For information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.